Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for November the 10th, 2016. Could I have a roll call, please?
Clements, Falk.
Here.
Gallagher, Spranger.
Here.
Mulliger.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinances. They apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue. Could I have a roll call, motion to approve the minutes of the October 13th meeting?
So moved.
I'll second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yep.
Mulliger?
Yes. We have two items on the agenda this evening, but one has been deferred until the December meeting. So that's case number A, which is 16092 at 3557 Deer Trail Road in R2 District. So that's been deferred. So we'll move to case B, which is 16-102 at 5499 White Post Road. It's an A2 District. It's a request for a variance to allow a 5-foot high fence in a required front yard submitted by David Connect. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the southwest corner of Heatherstone Road and White Post Road. It's just north of the intersection of Crow Creek and Heatherstone. It's outlined in the graphic being displayed in yellow. To put that in perspective, this is the Surrey Heights Fire Station. The applicant previously had a combination 6-foot and 4-foot high privacy wood fence surrounding the rear portion of their yard. The fence was set back 12 feet from the property line adjacent to Heatherstone Road and 24 feet from the actual paved portion of Heatherstone Road. The applicant would like to replace the fence in the exact same footprint with a compromised height of 5 feet rather than having a fence that varies from 4 feet to 6 feet. And he has chosen to use a black vinyl coated chain link fence as opposed to the previously wood privacy fence. Regarding the vision triangle at the intersection, this would represent where that vision triangle is at. The fence has absolutely no impact on that vision triangle. The applicant is able to put up a portion of this fence without variance. And I think it gives you a very good visual as to what you're looking at from the old compared to the new. The old was an obvious fence that was rather opaque surrounding the rear yard. The new fence, because of the black vinyl coating and the chain link type construction, is much more transparent, far less intrusive into the neighborhood. The applicant is going to set the rear of the fence back approximately an average of 28 feet from the rear property line, keeping the fence out of the 100-year flood zone. Therefore, he'd like to be able to maintain the same footprint that they currently have. Obviously, they're losing a lot of enclosed rear yard space because of the flood zone. The request is simply to put the fence back in the same footprint as you're seeing displayed now. We call this fence in a front yard. That's simply because of our code definition. Anything adjacent to a roadway is considered a front yard. Nothing will be occurring up in the front yard. Nothing will be occurring in the vision triangle. I did receive a letter, and after explaining the request, the letter is a letter of support from Amanda and Rich Ford. I have supplied that letter at each one of your spots at the Diaz. I also received a phone call from an additional neighbor who was concerned about allowing a fence within the front yard, and once it was explained that we were not talking about anything in front of the house, that it was going in the same footprint. She was very supportive and in fact said, I got to see the comparison of the old and new, and I like the new very much Morin was also in support of it. I believe that summarizes the case. The flood zone issue is somewhat unique and is a potential hardship, obviously, for the enclosure of the area of the rear yard. I believe that summarizes it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you like to speak in favor of it, sir?
I would very much like it to be approved.
If you want to say anything else, if you go back to the podium and...
Would you like to stand up?
No, that's all right. If you don't want to say anything, that's fine. Okay. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? If you would, go to the podium and state your name and address, please. Seeing none, is there discussion at the board? You can talk now.
No. But only that much. I don't know. I guess my impression of this is that the consistency of the fence probably is a benefit to the neighbors to have a, you know, a consistent visual. The 5 foot, I think, based on what we're looking at here, doesn't seem to be, you know, a detriment to anything. So I really don't have any objection to this.
None. I don't either. So, is there a motion on this item?
Sure, I'll make the motion for case number 16-102 that we approve the variance to allow the 5 foot high fence on the required front yard, which really not a front yard.
Is there a second?
I will second the motion.
Thank you. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Heiliger?
Yes. Case 16-102 at 5499 White Post Road has been approved. Thank you, John. I think we're done for this evening.
I don't have anything else to bring before you this evening,
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned.